And since you're a Ugon and you're a priest in voodoo, so what does that involve? I mean, do you have to go to seminary or what?
Oh, no, no, no. This is very, very different. Those are spiritual systems more so than religion. Actually, the religion does not have a name. We call it that because foreigners have called it that. Because ultimately, at the base of it all human groups, all ethnic groups have created their own religious system, all of them. And so everybody from that particular people practiced pretty much the same thing. There were no such thing as worldwide religions that would do battle and fight to garner adherence, neither Islam nor Christianity, certainly, if you go back early enough. And we have to remember that Islam is brand new. It's a new kid on the block. Christianity is barely 2,000 years old, barely 2,000 years old. So it is a fairly new child. But these two religions certainly have done battle, gotten many adherents from all over the world. But in Haiti, the phrase that you will hear most often is, do you serve the spirit? And the answer is yes or no. Yes, I serve the spirit. Vodou is one dance. Now it is applied to the entire system itself. And it is in juxtaposition to the other world religions, if you will, that have gotten into the Haitian space and now also divide up the Haitian people. And so from that standpoint, you needed a word to differentiate it from what came in later, such as Christianity, for instance, and especially in its most virulent form now, Protestantism, but not of mainstream churches. The Americans have come in. And they have established those Protestant churches since the first U.S. military occupation of Haiti in the 1920s, in the same way that they have also invaded Africa and Central America and Latin America, for that matter. So you have a battle between the Catholic Church and the Protestant groups, and both get together to disband or try to get rid of the national religion, Vodou.